Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're loaded to bear with stories. We're going to share them with you during this hour, and we also want you to participate. You can call us at 877-726-8255, and you can pose a question or you can share a comment. We've got lots to talk about today. So the lead story today, and we've got a bunch of stories to share with you, plus we've got some of your recorded phone calls. 877-726-8255 is an opportunity to call and record a question. We'll take some of those later. The beginning of the end for forever chemicals. What are forever chemicals? Well, due to their chemical structure, these forever chemicals, otherwise known as PFAS, that's the PFAS stands for perfluoroalkyl substances. They're called forever chemicals for good reason. And it's due to the immense strength of the carbon-fluorine bond that is found in all PFAS compounds. It's actually one of the strongest known in chemistry, and that makes them incredibly persistent in the environment as well as in the human body. And they've been unleashed everywhere in our industrial and consumer applications. You'll find them in nonstick cookware, famously Teflon, in fast food wrappers, in water-resistant clothing, in furniture protection products, in firefighting foams, in lubricants, and in literally hundreds of other products. And these chemicals are ubiquitous. Research has linked them to a wide array of health effects, including specifically testicular cancer, kidney cancer, but not just cancers, thyroid disease, cholesterol problems, birth defects, and many more. And there's news here from yesterday's edition of the Wall Street Journal. 3M settles forever chemicals litigation for up to $12.5 billion. And so this may be the beginning of the end for forever chemicals, because this is actually one of the largest settlements involving litigation over products deemed to be health risks. And that includes lawsuits involving tobacco, opioids, and asbestos. And now PFAS is in the crosshairs. The lawsuits say the company's PFAS, which is used in firefighting foam, contaminated drinking water. It's a national class action settlement in a landmark environmental fight involving PFAS chemicals and firefighting foam. It was reached this last Thursday. 3M is going to pay between $10.5 billion and $12.5 billion, and the settlement will cover public water systems across the U.S. So they've been manufacturing and using the chemicals since the 1940s. So this is really, really, I think, a turning point in our battle against industrial contamination. Now, the FDA has told us then from its testing, they're supposed to be the safeguards of our health. They have said no big problem here because they sampled foods, and they found that in 718 food samples it tested, 701 had no detectable PFAS. But they did find some PFAS in 17 samples, and all but three of the contaminated 17 samples were seafood. So you could say, well, you know, it's in seafood to a minimal degree, no biggie. So I am president of an organization called the Alliance for Natural Health, and our goal is to safeguard the public from big chemical industry, from big pharma, and from big government encroachment on our access to supplements. We have an SOS campaign, Save Our Supplements. But the Alliance for Natural Health is not just about saving our supplements. It's also about the environment. And so we wanted to find out if food really was as safe from PFAS as the FDA claims. And so we conducted a pilot study. And we used kale as our model because it's the archetypal healthy vegetable, right? You know, kale is healthy. You know, you make kale smoothies and you eat kale salad. And, you know, you think this is going to be something really beneficial for your health. So we sent team members from four different states to their local supermarkets, and each bought a sample of either conventionally grown kale. Okay, you might say, well, conventionally grown kale, that's not as good as organic kale. Well, we also got samples of organic kale. And these were sent in special PFAS-free packaging to a leading lab that used the FDA's own validated methods for PFAS analysis. And here's what we find, kind of chillingly. All but one of the eight samples was found to be PFAS contaminated. We tested double the number of samples of kale tested by the FDA in 3 years. And that's, you know, we're a small organization, and they're the U.S. government. And four out of four of the organic samples were found to be contaminated. So our pilot study shows why we should be very concerned about what the FDA is telling the American public, that the only real problems with PFAS in food are in drinking water, as was demonstrated in this lawsuit. It's about forever chemicals in water, and seafood, which lives in our waterways. So how can their reassurances that we're safe from the ravages of PFAS be true when we found nearly 90% of kale samples we purchased to be contaminated? This really raises a serious question. Are U.S. regulatory agencies working to downplay a massive public health issue? Well, we're conducting a campaign. We want the public to wake up and sound the alarm to U.S. regulatory agencies, notably the FDA and the EPA, over the seriousness of this issue, because we need to understand just how much of our food is contaminated, and we need to come to terms with the fact that the problem might extend way beyond drinking water, as in the Wall Street Journal article, and seafood. Because remember that food is just one route by which we can be exposed to PFAS, and that PFAS accumulates in the human body. It's like we're sitting on a ticking time bomb that endangers our health and the health of our children, future generations. So we're raising money now to do more testing. This is a pilot study, and we want to do a more authoritative, complete study with the goal to force a federal ban on all 12,000 PFAS chemicals. And by the way, Europe is far ahead of us in cracking down on PFAS. We're behind the curve in our environmental controls in the U.S. So we're urging intelligent medicine listeners, I as president of the Alliance for Natural Health, please go to banpfas.org or anh-usa.org. More complete stories are available there. And if you see fit, if it's important to you, and I think it should be, please make donations via banpfas.org or anh-usa.org, because we are calling for a complete ban on these chemicals as soon as practically possible. We can't do anything about the PFAS that's already been unleashed in our environment. It is a forever chemical, and it will remain for decades and centuries. But at least we can prevent adding to the toxic burden of PFAS that will threaten us and our progeny going forward. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more to talk about on today's Intelligent Medicine. You can start calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about The Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
This conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it. Send them some fan mail. You can start a comp. The second person is a mentor. Someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach. Someone to keep you growing.
Join a business conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. We've got this hour and next to hear from you. So one of the things that I endeavor to do is engage in something called TRF, time-restricted feeding, which usually involves getting up and exercising. And the other day, for example, I got up fairly early. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I, you know, read my newspaper, made myself a cup of tea, got ready to go on a bike ride, took the bike ride. And it was only around, I guess it was around 11 that I got back. And at that time, I prepared myself a whey protein drink with creatine and stuff. I put some flaxseed oil in there, mix it all together, sometimes with a half an avocado or maybe some Flava Naturals, which is a cocoa product. And then I'll have breakfast. And usually I don't have to have a humongous breakfast because the whey protein curbs my appetite. And indeed, there's a very interesting study here. We'll also talk a little bit about a study on time-restricted feeding. This study, whey protein pre-meal lowers postprandial glucose concentrations in adults. And what they found is something quite interesting, is that indeed whey protein helps to regulate blood sugar. For those of you who suffer from hypoglycemia, ups and downs of blood sugar, whey protein is great. Also for metabolic syndrome, even for type 2 diabetes, and possibly also for type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes also, a little bit to a lesser extent, is about diet, because it's also a lot about taking the right dosage and timing of insulin. But diet really matters even in insulin-dependent diabetes. So what they're saying here is that it helps regulate blood sugar. Okay, we get that. But also something very interesting happens when you take a whey protein pre-meal. And that is, it has something to do with GLP-1. And GLP-1 is the target of some of these weight loss medications. Glucagon-like peptide 1 is what's in Ozempic and Wegovy, and it's one of the ingredients in Mounjaro, all these highly touted weight loss medications. Well, it says whey protein pre-meals may elevate plasma concentrations of GLP-1, which has an appetite-blunting effect, helping you to lose weight. And certainly what it does is it prevents you from putting on feed bag, having all that protein before a meal. You can do other things. You can also take a handful of almonds before a meal. That, too, has been shown to blunt appetite and stabilize blood sugar. Okay, here's another one. Early time-restricted eating can cut blood sugar fluctuations in prediabetes. How many Americans suffer from prediabetes? Probably significant double digits, maybe as high as 30-40% of Americans, perhaps even, you know, virtually half of Americans have a tinge of prediabetes. They're on the borderline. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.7, 5.8. That's not diabetes. 6.2 or 6.4 consider the cutoff for true diabetes, but these are folks on the borderline. So the study showed that just 1 week of early time-restricted feeding cut fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduced the amount of time that the blood sugar was elevated in people with prediabetes and a high BMI. These people were overweight, typical metabolic syndrome folks. Okay, so what's early time restricted feeding? It's kind of different than what I do. It's the opposite because I wait a long time before I eat. And sometimes, frankly, I'll have a snack after dinner before bed. I'm one of those people that likes to go to bed with a little something in my stomach. But you extend the amount of time that I haven't eaten. That's called time-restricted feeding. We increase the window between nighttime food intake and a.m. food intake to 10, 12, 14, or even 16 hours. That's TRF. Well, they do it differently here with early time-restricted feeding. The eating window is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can start eating at 8 a.m., which is practical for people who go to work because, hey, you don't want to go to work on an empty stomach, and you may not have an eating opportunity at your job. A lot of people working from home these days, they're flexible, but if you have to commute and go to work, this may be a better way to go. But, yeah, stop eating at 4 p.m. That's challenging. With 80% of your calories consumed prior to 1 p.m., so you front-load your calories. And the researchers say we found that just 1 week of early time restricted feeding reduces fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduces the time that the blood sugar is elevated. Just 1 week. Imagine what would happen after a month or 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years of adhering to that. So the blood sugar went down. The time that the blood sugar stayed in the normal range increased. And in addition, there was a small but noticeable reduction in inflammation. Yeah, you're with just this diet change. So it's very, very interesting. They say this is a very small study, but nonetheless, larger confirmatory studies may help us to understand the role that TRF has. And TRF has been maligned recently because there was a big study that says that, oh, time-restricted feeding doesn't make you lose weight. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, and I believe it can make people lose weight because restricting the amount of time that you have to eat definitely works. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, it definitely can help you normalize your blood sugar and push back from all the adverse metabolic consequences of insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. Great study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for our network. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths. Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around for maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Lots to talk about this weekend, including what you have in your mind. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in questions or comments. They're welcome. But 877-726-8255 is the number to call anytime during the week. If a question should occur, you may, you're busy during the program, you know, you're multitasking, you're driving, you're cleaning the house, and you can't call in, but you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
One book says cheeses are good for hypothyroidism. Another book that was published 3 years ago says, no cheeses. Who is right and who is wrong? That's the question.
Okay, that's kind of a weird question. Does dairy have an impact on the thyroid? And so at first when I, you know, because I have a chance to preview these questions, I saw that question. I said, well, you know, I'm just going to say, nah, there's no evidence that cheese has any impact whatsoever on hypothyroidism. But then I did a little more research because I don't have to answer these recorded questions off the cuff. And a couple of things came up. Is, first of all, if you take dairy with your thyroid medication, you can actually interfere with the absorption of your thyroid medication. That's been demonstrated in a study from endocrine.org. The headline here is cow's milk interferes with the absorption of thyroid supplement levothyroxine. That's otherwise known as Synthroid, L-thyroxine. It's the generic form. And what they say here is that these findings support previous research showing that calcium supplements can interfere with levothyroxine absorption. The idea, though, is that you want to time your intake of thyroid medication, if you're taking thyroid medication, away from food consumption or supplement consumption, particularly things that contain calcium, because they can interfere with your thyroid medication. Okay, that's if you're taking thyroid medication. But is cow's milk beneficial or harmful for the thyroid? And I found an interesting angle here, because earlier we talked about forever chemicals, PFAS. There are many chemicals that are being unleashed into our environment, tens of thousands of them, including what are called dioxins. And dioxins have been linked to thyroid dysfunction. They said there was a higher prevalence of hypothyroidism in adults when looking at exposure to dioxins. High levels of dioxins correlated with higher blood levels of TSH, TSH being something where the higher it is, the lower your thyroid is. It's what's called a reflex test. Although more research on how dioxins affect thyroid function is needed, efforts to reduce exposure to dioxins and other toxic chemicals could help to reduce the risk of thyroid dysfunction and improve public health outcomes. Okay. Dioxins are created by improper incineration of plastics and other industrial products, municipal incineration, forest fires, and even burning of backyard trash. Chemicals fall to earth and become part of the food chain when ingested by wildlife and farm animals, like dairy cows. It says here that dioxins usually find a home in the fat cells of animals and are then secreted in dairy products such as milk and cheese. Okie dokie. Wow, wow, wow. They say that more than 90% of human exposure to dioxins is through food, in particular dairy products and also marbled milk. And if you go to the EPA website, the Environmental Protection website, there's an article entitled Evaluation of Dioxin in U.S. Cow's Milk. Milk fat is likely to be among the highest dietary sources of exposure to persistent bioaccumulative and toxic PBT contaminants. PBT is an acronym for dioxin. Nationwide samples were collected from dairy plants at 45 locations, estimated to represent 20% of the U.S. milk supply in July of 2000. The levels of all chemicals were determined to be below their detection limits in all samples, but they did find that there were higher levels of dioxin in dairy products. So is it possible that through high consumption of milk and cheese that you could be exposed to dioxins? That is a potential negative effect of dairy products. And then also there's the possibility that, you know, on the theory that autoimmune disorders like hypothyroidism, autoimmune hypothyroidism, could be related to food intolerances, particularly to foods like wheat and dairy. Hence the recommendation that people with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition, go on the autoimmune paleo diet, which is sort of the prehistoric diet before the advent of cultivation of grains and before the domestication of animals for dairy products. And there is a possibility that for some who suffer from autoimmune hypothyroidism, that a paleo diet without dairy could be beneficial. Should you use dairy to encourage thyroid production? I'm pretty sure that there's not a lot of evidence for that, but if anybody has evidence to that effect, I'd be happy to review it and share it. 877-726-8255. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Sometimes questions like those trigger fascinating answers. All right. If fatigue sometimes holds you back, and for whom is that not an issue? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. And that's because of something called mitochondrial decline. That's the energy factory within your cell that is responsible for all the functions of your body, including your subjective experience of fatigue. Well, studies have shown that anti-factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the impact of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like Propax with NT Factor. There are immune support formulas. There's targeted nutrition then. There's pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I use the NT Factor powder. There's also NT Factor lozenges that are handy. You can take them when you travel. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their full range of products and order by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, let's talk about yet another benefit of omega-3 fatty acids. You know, one of the most challenging conditions that we face, for which there is no medical treatment, they're beginning to make a dent on this often invariably fatal condition, ALS, formerly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It progressively robs people of their strength, ultimately affects the respiratory muscles. It is very devastating and progressive, and they are actually experimenting with certain drugs that may somewhat curtail the rapid progression of ALS. These are expensive drugs, drugs often with side effects, but we're beginning to better understand ALS and various forms of ALS. Some of these drugs work only in certain forms of ALS, not in others. There's a simple nutritional intervention that has been tied to slower ALS progression, and that is omega-3 fatty acids. In a new study, this is an 18-month study period, ALS patients with the highest levels of something called ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid. It's the vegetarian precursor to EPA and DHA. It's found in nuts and seeds, particularly in flax oil. If you take flax oil supplements, you're going to get a lot of alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. Over an 18-month study period, check this out, ALS patients with the highest levels of ALA had a 50% lower risk of death, cut death in half, compared with those with the lowest ALA levels. Now, keep in mind that this is not an intervention study. This is not a study where they took ALS patients and they gave them alpha-linolenic acid, or they gave them EPA plus DHA and fish oil capsules. But it really deserves attention. The findings extend early work that suggested increased dietary intake of omega-3s, particularly ALA, may decrease ALS risk. So the researchers are quoted as saying, these findings, along with the previous research, suggest that this fatty acid may have neuroprotective effects that could benefit people with ALS. Now, the question is it all about ALA? Does it have to be alpha-linolenic acid? Well, they also found that levels of EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and linoleic acid, which is an omega-6, also were associated with lower mortality risk during the follow-up. So, hey, you know, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, and they need to do more research. They need what are termed double-blind placebo-controlled trials, giving people alpha-linolenic acid or EPA or a cocktail of essential fatty acids to see if indeed this could be a successful intervention against ALS. Remember, it's not a cure, but to slow progression and reduce the chance of dying over an 18-month period, that's not something to sneeze at. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org, sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see faith for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see faith? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And I just want to mention that when we talk about supplements, well, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, and some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And you can be sure of quality, and you can be sure that they've not been tampered with or that they're counterfeit. Buying through Full Script offers reliable, fast, free shipping, and it's where I get my supplements and where I recommend that my patients get their supplements, drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255 is available to you 24/7, 365, and some people have availed themselves of the opportunity by recording questions like this one. What's
your... Do you provide a list of cancer-fighting food, healthy, and what fights the cancer cells?
Okay, that is a really interesting question. And do I provide a list? Well, you know, I've written many articles about natural things that fight cancer. And if you go to drhoffman.com and you plug in cancer-fighting foods into the index, you can probably find several articles. But let me just state that, you know, let's look at the opposite proposition. What are foods that increase the risk of cancer? Well, number one, it's been demonstrated that foods that are full of chemicals and environmental toxins can contribute to cancer. So therefore, it's best to strive to eat organic, have natural foods whenever possible. Look at the ingredients list, because even some of the permitted ingredients, some we just found out, for example, that Splenda may deliver some metabolites which have the potential at high doses to increase the risk of cancer. So just don't eat chemicalized food. Don't eat processed food. Ultra-processed food definitely is associated with the risk of cancer because, number one, it's loaded with sugar. And sugar is probably a worse culprit for cancer than, say, the much maligned saturated fat. Saturated fat debatably may have a role for some people in heart disease, but when it comes to cancer, very little suggests that saturated fat per se is the problem. Of course, saturated fat can sometimes sequester toxic chemicals. So if you're having lots and lots of poor quality meat, there may be toxic chemicals in the meat that are associated with the saturated fat. But when it comes to studies that look at, for example, the risk of breast cancer, it's not so much that protein foods and animal fats are associated with that, but carbohydrates. In a big Italian study, they found that increased intake of starches, specifically pasta, were associated with a higher risk of breast cancer. And it makes sense because whatever foods make you fat increase the risk of cancer because overweight promotes inflammation, and the inflammation ultimately can cause cells to go haywire and cancer can develop. So, you know, those are some specific guidelines, you know, or general guidelines, rather. Don't eat processed food. Don't eat too much high-calorie food. Maintain your weight, things like that. Now, it's been demonstrated that fiber, specifically soluble fiber that helps the microbiome, may be helpful against certain gastrointestinal cancers. That's pretty clear. So eat your fruits and vegetables, eat, you know, flax lignans. Flax lignans specifically may have anti-hormonal cancer effects. I always try to sprinkle some flax in my salad or put it in a shake, put it over dessert. That's one of the primary cancer-fighting foods. Garlic and cruciferous vegetables, the whole category, onions, shallots, leeks, these have anti-cancer effects. You can take supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, but, you know, also include lots of allium vegetables in your diet. Make sure you have a lot of cruciferous vegetables, because cruciferous vegetables have specific compounds like dimethylmethane and sulforaphane, which have anti-cancer properties. Then you want to also include lots of foods that are rich in the polyphenols. They're beneficial for all parts of the body. They're beneficial for the brain, but also may have anti-cancer effects. So, you know, eat the rainbow. Eat multicolored, high-fiber food, fresh, organic fruits and vegetables. Not fruits, not to an excess, because if you go overboard on fruits, you're going to increase your blood sugar, which itself is a risk for cancer. When it comes to dairy products, there's some controversy about dairy products. Some Folks say that dairy products may increase the risk of hormonal cancers, but that may be because conventional dairy may sequester high amounts of industrial chemicals or even deliberate additives, hormones that are designed to increase milk production. And those may act also not just on animals, but on the breast tissue, the uterine tissue, the prostate tissue, and so on. There's also evidence that tomatoes may have specific benefits. Lycopene, for example, has been shown to be helpful against colon cancer and has been shown to be helpful against prostate cancer and possibly other malignancies. Foods that deliver vitamin D may be helpful, although maybe it's not such a great idea to have lots and lots of fortified dairy because of the downsides of dairy, but vitamin D supplementation can have a positive effect against cancer. There's also some good information about the omega-3 fatty acids, which you get from nuts and also from oily sea fish that may have anti-cancer potential. And, you know, then there are the beneficial compounds that you find in beans, nuts, and seeds that may have anti-cancer effects. The plant phytosterols and the polyphenols that are present there, and the fiber, of course, that's an excellent prebiotic. So, you know, potentially, you know, there's such a universe of things out there that are beneficial. Perhaps I've missed some things that astute listeners can point out, but I think that pretty much covers the territory when it comes to cancer prevention. There's some evidence that soy, natural soy, not processed soy, may have cancer protective effects. It's not clear whether once you have cancer, taking lots and lots of soy can combat the cancer. But Asian populations that consume lots and lots of soy, far lower incidence of prostate cancer and breast cancer. So there may be something to that as well. All right, thanks for joining us this hour. We have lots more time next hour for your questions. 877-726-8255, and we'll cover a lot of more topics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil soft gels.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Protesters making a bad situation even worse at a major airport.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, "No Xmas as usual in a genocide," end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Large avalanche and blizzard conditions cutting off road access to much of the Kenai Peninsula south of Anchorage. Avalanche hitting the Seward Highway early Sunday. Minor earthquakes on Hawaii's Big Island and on the Olympic Peninsula west of Seattle. No damage reported. Weekend earthquakes, though 2,500 miles apart, apparently unrelated. Also at townhall.com, U.S. troops spending Christmas on a NATO peacekeeping mission in Kosovo say it's very tough to spend the holidays away from family and friends. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with more on the story.
The soldiers are from Rhode Island and Texas. Part of their duties include patrolling Kosovo's border with Serbia. Fears are high of a resumption of the violence that has marked their relations since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia in 2008.
It's obviously difficult to be away from home during the holidays. But we have an important mission to do.
At Camp Bonsteel, a Christmas tree is being decorated as a soldier video chats with her daughter.
If I were to tell you how difficult it was for me, I would start crying.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor." If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Well, the Biden administration will be doubling down on abortion rights in the 2024 election cycle. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is planning a nationwide series of events to promote legal access to abortion. Last year's overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court was a historic setback for Democrats, but since then, voters have backed abortion rights in several midterm and state ballot elections. The vice president's first event is scheduled for Wisconsin, a critical battleground state, on January 22nd, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden signing a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian Defense Ministry. Move comes as the Kremlin trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Correspondent Melanie Lidman reports, unlike in previous years when Bethlehem was very busy during Christmas, this year the war, well, it's changed everything.
It was a very quiet Christmas, no celebrations, very little music aside from the national anthem. The scouts had a small processional in silence where they marched with some signs. I counted only a handful of tourists. There was one group I spoke to from Tanzania, another group from Indonesia. Other than that, there were almost no pilgrims from anywhere in the world.
Christians around the world, though, striving over the Christmas Eve to put aside worries and fears of a war-torn world as they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. In Syria, Christians gathered Sunday in a country still suffering from the aftermath of a long civil war. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We appreciate you tuning in. Today we have a wonderful program teed up for you with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and operator and the CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. But before we bring Bruce online here, we have another exciting announcement. We have a new affiliate station, new station joining the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, KTLR AM and FM, and that's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The show is going to air Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, and they just started this a couple of weekends ago. So to Mike Miller and all of the great folks at KTLR AM and FM in Oklahoma City, welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And Bruce, how about that? We're in Oklahoma now.
I love it. And, you know, I actually have a lot of clients in Oklahoma City and Oklahoma, both private and 401k clients down there. So it's a great area, and I love the people.
All right. Well, you might let them know. They can hear you this weekend, Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings on KTLR, AM and the FM side.
So. Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. So, all right. So, Bruce, let's go ahead. So, you know all things financial.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay. We've been doing it for a long time.
Well, to me, you do. So.
Okay.
But so here we are. We are right at the end of the year here. Let's talk about how about give us a market recap of the year 2023?
Yeah, fair enough. And I'll try and keep this at high level. And I'm actually going to go back before 2023, because this whole fiasco the last 2 years we've been in is started back in 2022. So, you know, we came out of COVID and we had supply chain problems. We had, you know, people not working. We had unemployment problems, a whole bunch of things going on. Unemployment was too low. The Federal Reserve thought that this high inflation was transitory, as they said.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was going to go away automatically. So, I think of inflation, the Federal Reserve's attempts to get inflation in check was kind of like pulling up to a four-way stop sign with your car. If you recognize it soon enough, you can have a nice smooth stop. Well, the Fed didn't recognize it soon enough, and so when they did recognize they had to stop or, you know, fix inflation, they had to really jam the brakes on hard.
Mm-hmm.
So the late spring of 2022, they finally started raising rates. And they raised rates like 10 times in a row, and several of those times were 0.75% at a time, like 4 times in a row. It was historic.
That's painful.
It was very painful. And so, you know, we had previous market highs in late 2021, and then 2022 happened, and all the markets, both stocks and bonds, went negative only the third time in history.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even gold was negative in 2022.
That's unheard of.
Right. So it was really, really rough year. And then towards the end of 2022, inflation started to improve, and the Fed said, you know what, we think we're getting closer to the end than not. So that was kind of a little bit of a improvement as far as the stock market mentality. And then in 2023, we've had kind of starts and stops, depending on what the numbers came out on inflation, on unemployment. And the weird thing about it was bad news for the economy was good news for the stock market. and vice versa. You know, coming out of, June was relatively good, and July was a strong month, and then August, September got a little bit goofy. October was scary because you had, you know, several weeks of not sure of who the Speaker of the House was going to be, the reelection efforts and all that. There was looming potential government shutdown at that point. We didn't know what the Federal Reserve was going to do because they had, you know, just started to skip raising rates. And then we had the horrific terrorist attack and war in the Middle East. So October was a god-awful month. It just was bad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, these war events, you hate to say it, as terrible as they are, but eventually the market kind of starts getting a little bit numb to it as it gets past the event. Gets a little bit longer in the tooth. We got a speaker reelected. The Fed did not raise rates. And then fast forwarding to today, they've actually skipped three meetings of rate hikes in a row. And recently they've even said that we will probably lower rates maybe as many as three times in 2024.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's cool. So the thing about the Fed is that Chairman Powell has said many, many times that he felt like previous Federal Reserve committees had lowered rates too quickly after they had previously raised them.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a point of saying that I'm really not, you know, we're going to pause and wait and see. And I like that approach. And so I don't expect to see them lower rates unless something really dramatic happens that we don't see at the moment. I don't think they're going to lower rates until probably the second quarter next year. But we'll see. It's going to depend on whether inflation continues to, you know, improve and the underlying economy, economic hidden numbers look good or not.
Well, I like the cautious approach because they probably recognized a mistake that they've made before. And they're like, hey, we're not going to, like, start celebrating and lowering the rates. Let's just relax here a little bit and let it breathe for a minute and then start to do that. I'd rather have them do that than lower the rates and, oh, too soon, and then we're back up and you start kind of this bouncing ball. It's just, I like the approach.
Right, because uncertainty is what the market doesn't like, and that would cause a lot of uncertainty if they did that. So to look at the high end, you know, the key indexes people pay attention to, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you know, right now we're at basically the previous highs from 2 years ago. The NASDAQ hasn't fully recovered, but getting closer to it, and the S&P 500 kind of that same range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the overall markets today are about where they were 2 years ago in a lot of these indexes. So that's a good thing.
Okay, and you mentioned that bonds were down, and that's an extremely rare situation. So, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so that's really a conundrum because I wish that our industry would do the statements that clients see a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So think of bonds as like a CD at a bank. Yeah, they're going to mature at a certain value in the future. Well, bonds are the same thing. It's a lending instrument. You as a client, me as a client, we buy a bond. We're lending money to the state of Kansas or the state of New York or whatever the case might be. And they're promising to pay us the full principal back at a certain date in the future, the maturity date.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, they're going to give us, in most bond cases, they pay interest as they go. Well, on the statements that clients receive, it says what the bond value is on that given day, meaning that if you sold your bonds early, what would you get for them? And in mutual funds, the same thing. It's all the bonds they have collectively.
Mm-hmm.
What are those worth today? And it doesn't say what they would mature at with full value. So that really scares people. And we've actually seen last year and the year before a lot of redemptions in bonds that were unnecessary because people were fearful and didn't realize that they really hadn't lost anything because there's real intrinsic value there.
Mm-hmm.
It's only if they sold early.
Yep.
So
yep.
There are a lot of the bonds have built-in profits sitting in them right now as we speak that we could see stock market-type returns in the bond market the next couple of years. I mean, it's historic. It really is. I'm very excited about the bond market going forward.
Well, usually bonds are considered, you know, very conservative, very safe, but now you have this kind of this crazy, like you said, it's just unheard of, unseen, historic experiences in that market. Stock market rate of return potentially in the bond market, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and so the bonds in 2022, the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index was down in the 14% range negative. That's rough. But again, it wasn't that they had lost any value. The same quality bonds are going to mature at full value. It's just the tradable value if you sold early.
Yeah, just hang on to it. It looks like a loss on paper, but you don't realize it unless you actually pull that trigger, sell it, and then now you have a loss.
Exactly.
Yeah, so hang on to it.
Yep.
Okay, and then are there any silver linings in the past 20 months of all of this market pain?
Yeah, so actually there is. So the silver lining is that if you've got dividends from your stock funds or bond interest payments from your bond funds, and if you were not taking money out or not taking too much money out, you're compounding and your dividends are reinvesting at the current prices. So dividends and interest payments per share are the same price per share, but they're rebuying at whatever the current tradable price is on the shares of investments that you own. Mm-hmm. So the price is down. You're buying more shares at a cheaper price. Mm-hmm. And then next month, you're buying even more shares at a cheaper price, and that compounding effect really takes effect. So when the markets get back to even from where they were 2 years ago, if you didn't take money out and if you had a reasonable amount of quality there and some yield, you actually have a higher account balance in most cases than what you would have had if the market had just stayed flat.
I would call that a nice silver lining.
Absolutely.
Right there. And I'll tell you what. So if you're listening to this program and you're like, wait a minute. My financial advisor, they haven't discussed any of this with me. If you're interested in a second opinion, I would highly recommend reaching out to Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's a Kansas City-based number, but Bruce, you're able to work with clients all around the country.
Right. Absolutely. And we're in, I think, 45 states at the moment,
yeah.
And we can turn
yeah.
our license on any state in a matter of an hour, so
okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay. So here's your phone number. You're like, you know what? Bruce sounds like a great guy. And by the way, he is incredibly knowledgeable. He shares all of the wisdom and all of his information on our program on a monthly basis. If you're interested in a second opinion, reach out to Bruce, 913-563-7327. And again, if you're anywhere in the country, that's the number, 913-563-7327. And now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a good one. On presidential election years, which party fares better for the markets, Republican or Democrat? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art, Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a really good one. On presidential election years, so we're coming up into that, November, 2024 is the election year. So on presidential election years, which party fares better for the markets? Republican Party or Democrat Party? And the answer is... Okay, the answer is neither. So, Bruce, that sounds like a little bit of a trick question.
It is a little bit of a trick question, and it's a question that I get asked a lot when we get within about a year of the presidential election.
Yep.
For my career, it's been a big thing. And the situation is, if you go back throughout history, last, six, seven decades, and you add up what the presidential election year in the market did, and slotted either on the Democrat side or the Republican side. Yep. Ironically, they both average out to 11.2%.
Oh.
And the funny thing about that is the stock market really doesn't care. The stock market is agnostic when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
What the market doesn't like is uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to see next year is, and this always happens this way, as you're getting closer and closer to the election and you go through the primary cycles, and depending on who wins, the market will react a certain way because they're like, well, gee, are we going to have to do more regulatory environment? Are we going to have tax changes, this type of thing? And they're going to react one way or the other. And then the next survey comes out next week, and it's a whipsaw. So now the other party is gaining momentum, or Congress looks like this, or Senate looks like that. And so you have this uncertainty and volatility leading up to the election. But from the election night on to the end of the year, it's almost universal. It's good.
Yeah.
It's because we now have certainty.
Certainty.
We at least know what the game's going to be.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to have more taxes, less taxes, more regulations, less regulations, or whatever the case might be. We at least have an idea. Or what the market really likes is gridlock.
Oh, boy.
They don't like one party having control of everything in D.C. So that's the market likes gridlock because that less is going to get done.
Oh, boy.
Go figure that for Washington, D.C.
Well, if you like gridlock, you're loving it right now, I think. So it
right.
Seems to be pretty locked up. So I'm visiting today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team at Infinitas. He's forgotten more about financials than I know, and probably most people. So I would recommend, if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute, this is all news to me. Why isn't my financial advisor told me about this stuff? Okay, well, maybe there's a reason. Maybe he might be a better fit for you. And the only way to find that out, reach out to Bruce Glenn of the Glenn Team at Infinitas. Ask for a second look, a second opinion. They will go in and they'll work with you. They'll run all the numbers. And maybe it's a better fit, maybe not. But you don't know until you try. 913-563-7327. And Bruce, so, we were just talking about this. 2024 is a presidential election year. What do you expect in the year 2024?
Right. So, let's, again, kind of stay at the high level for time's sake. But
yeah.
I do expect the Fed to stay paused. I don't think they're going to do any more rate hikes unless something crazy happens that we don't foresee right now. But I don't think they're going to start lowering rates. So we get late spring, maybe early summer, we might see a rate reduction as long as inflation continues to improve and unemployment doesn't, dramatically jump off the trend that we're on right now, and these things stay the course. Again, you're going to see some volatility with the upcoming election come through, but it should far and away be a good year in the market, and both for stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. I would expect to see growth stocks probably outpace dividend stocks, because if we're lowering rates, that means it's better profitability for growth-type companies that are having to borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
On the bond, we already spoke about the fact there's embedded profits built into the bond market right now. As those bonds start to mature, if you've got a bond that's traded, that's on paper at 90 cents on the dollar, but it's going to mature full dollar for dollar, there's a roughly 10% profit built in right there, plus your yield you're getting all the way along. So we're going to see good stock and bond, both type returns. Again, borrowing is kind of a black swan event that we don't see on the horizon at the
sure.
moment.
Okay.
Those things can always happen, but we feel good about where things are at going forward for the next year or two.
And if something crazy happens, then there's your uncertainty, and all of a sudden that's when you start to see the issues.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And so what does this have to do with seniors and their caregivers? Well, it's everything. Okay. So if you're the caregiver, you're 40, 45 to 65, you're caring for an aging or elderly parent or parents. Okay. All of this should be, front and center for you as you're in your earning years, investment years, 401ks, IRAs, all of those sort of things. And so it's really important to have your financial house in order and a rock solid plan that is working and producing for you. And if you're a senior, maybe you're still investing. Maybe you're very conservative. Maybe you're interested in something conservative like a bond, and you're concerned about the numbers that you're seeing. Well, as Bruce just mentioned, you hang on to that thing, and it's going to be an incredible return.
Should be, yeah. Again, barring potential defaults and
right.
quality.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things go into it. But,
yeah,
at a high level, bond market should be very strong this year.
Okay, so are there any contribution changes in 2024?
So there are. They're not a lot, but your regular IRA contribution is if you're under age 50, it's going to be $7,000 a year. And if you're over age 50, it's going to be the catch-up contribution is an additional $1,000. So it gets you to $8,000 you can put aside if you're over age 50 for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice little bump up. In the 401k world, not too much of a difference. I say 401k. That's also 403b. Most 457 plans, your government TSP plan, they're going to increase that by about $500. So in 2023, and you still have a little bit of time in 2023, if you mm-hmm. have a payroll cycle, you can still try and max out your or increase your contribution for the year. But it was $22,500 for under age 50 this year. In 2024, it's going to be $23,000. And then the catch-up contribution stays at the $7,500. So instead of being a max of $30,000 if you're over age 50, it's going to go to $30,500. So not as much of an improvement on the 401k or the company type of retirement plans, but a pretty good step up in both your traditional IRA and your Roth. And you can do split contributions as well if you want to.
Okay. And I have one of my sons has a good job with a really good manufacturing company, HVAC company. And long story short, he's now able to contribute to the 401k, and they're going to match him dollar for dollar up to a certain number.
I
forget the details. But I'm excited for him to jump in. He's 21, making pretty good money. He's very thrifty with his expenses, unlike some of his other siblings. And I think he's really going to do well if he can buckle down and get that discipline early on.
Well, and that's the most important thing. If I could give any advice to anybody that would hear me out, the most important thing to do is start saving at a good pace when you're younger. Before life catches up, you get married, you have kids, you have a mortgage. If you can get in the habit of saving a decent amount of money, you try at least 10% of your pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're starting later, at least 15%. But if you can start at 10% in your 20s and you're at least moderately in the markets, throughout history, that will be allow you to retire at a nice, comfortable pace.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to retire well, above your working life standard, you can be 15% or more. But getting that habit started early, because most of us, car payments, house payments, get married, kids,
babies,
and think about saving later, right?
Yeah.
And the later you wait, the longer you wait, the more you have to catch up. And you miss all those doubling, compounding periods that the market just really rewards you.
All the time value of money.
Absolutely. It's huge.
All right, Mr. Bruce Glenn. Again, he's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. Anywhere in the country, if you're interested in more information or maybe a second look, compare and contrast, I would highly recommend reaching out to Bruce at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, Merry Christmas and thanks for being on the program.
Merry Christmas and have a happy, profitable 2024.
Absolutely. Amen.
Thanks, Steve.
I'll be back with more
coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the Armed Forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Gerhardt here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to PodFestExpo.com and use the code GerhardtLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GerhardtLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're on all the major platforms, so just do a search for Senior Care Live and you will find it. All right, so here we are. This is basically Christmas weekend. And guess what we have? This happens every year. We have lots and lots of families and family members traveling, and they're going home. I used to be one of those folks. You know, my family's from the Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka area here in northeast Kansas. And I was living in Nashville, Tennessee for a few years. Had a great time down there, by the way. Great place. Really, I loved living there. But I looked forward to jumping on the Big Bird and flying home and just having some time at home and just enjoying it with my parents and my family and friends and all of that. So it's just that time of year, right? So we will have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people doing that very same thing. They're going home and they're spending some quality time and usually a lot of time with their parents and siblings and all the families and all the friends. So what happens very frequently, actually, if you have an elderly parent at home, either one parent or both parents, if you're fortunate to still have both of your parents, what happens very frequently is you'll go home and you start spending some time and hours and hours with them each day for a number of days. And then all of a sudden, you may start to notice some things. And you're like, oh, you know what? I didn't catch that on FaceTime with the grandkids or on a Zoom call or on a phone call. I didn't put two and two together. And now this is starting to make sense. I see that mom is really forgetting a lot of things. And I guess I didn't realize that. And I've heard this many, many times. I see that, you know, dad's not doing too bad, but I notice that he has some bruises, and I'm like, dad, what's going on? Why do you have all these bruises on you? Oh, I took a fall the other day, and the bruises would say he's taken several falls. He's made several falls. And all of a sudden you start looking into this, and then the light bulb starts going off. Whoa, we're going to need some help here. This is not safe for my parent or parents. All of a sudden, you see this need. It's a new realization for you, like, oh, boy. And I shared this story recently, but I'll share it again because it's one of those stories that really hits home. One of my earliest clients, oh my gosh, this must have been clear back in like 2003, 2004. And she was in Denver. She flew home to the Kansas City area to see her mom. Every single year, mom and daughter made cookies, Christmas cookies, day or two before Christmas. And they've done this for decades. So they're in the kitchen and they're making their cookies. And the lady that my client, she said, she hands her mom a cup. She said, here, mom, get us a cup of sugar. And then she turned around and she's mixing some things and breaking the eggs and doing all the stuff. And then she said, she realized that she doesn't have her sugar yet. She turned around and her mom's just standing there looking at this one cup, this measuring cup. and she looks puzzled. She doesn't know what to do with the cup. And my client looked at her and looked at the cup, and then it hit her like a ton of bricks. And she said, it took my breath away to realize that my mom did not know what to do with that cup. She wasn't sure how to take the cup and get a scoop of sugar to make our cookies, something they had done for decades. She said, and I knew mom was slipping a little bit, but, you know, I mean, she's getting up there in age, kind of to be expected, but she said that was more than a slip. That really, that indicated some, a much more serious level of cognitive impairment and issues that would go along with that. And then she realizes that somebody, some unscrupulous person, and this stuff makes me extremely angry. She found out that over the summer, there was a storm, there were tree branches down, and some real neat fellas were going door to door. Hey, we had this storm, and I see that you have some roof damage up there. We're going to have our crews in the area. We'll be happy to put you on our list, and we can get you fixed up right away so you don't have any water leaking into your house. And if you'll just write us a check for $2,000, then we'll go out. We'll make sure that we've got all the materials for you, and then we'll settle up at the end. We'll just add the labor to it, but you don't have to pay the whole thing up front. Who do I make the check out to? They took advantage of an elderly lady who was trusting of them, and who she was having some cognitive challenges and not really thinking as clearly and as sharply as maybe she once would have. And, of course, she wrote the check, and, of course, they cashed the check, and they were gone. They never came back. They were probably not even a roofing company, and they stole basically $2,000 from her mom. She realized that on her visit back home over the holidays visiting her mom. So there's just, you know, a couple of stories, but there are going to be tens and tens and tens of thousands of examples like this happening all around the country, this new realization. Now, if it's a minor issue and you're like, you know what, mom doesn't need to move anywhere, dad doesn't need to move, but we need to bring in some help. That's a home care company. I'm a huge fan of home care. You're going to spend somewhere between $32 to $40 an hour on average. Could be a little less, could be a little more, depending on where you live. But find a quality home care provider, and you can bring them in a certain number of hours per day, maybe every other day, a couple times a week, every day, whatever you need. And that could be a real cost-effective way to stay home. Now, the challenge of that is, if you need a certain number of hours per day, all of a sudden you're paying a whole lot of money. And if that need increases to 24 hours a day, you're paying, you know, you're paying, you know, $25,000 a month, maybe more. So when the math doesn't work out on that, or maybe that's just not going to work out. Like my grandmother said, you know, honey, I don't like the idea of someone coming into the house. I mean, I see the benefits and I see how that might work, but I'm just not comfortable with that. You know, I'm interested in moving to a senior care community with the possibility of, you know, maybe coming home at some point. And so that's the route that my grandparents took. But, you know, a lot of people are going to work with a home care provider. And again, you know, $32 to $40 an hour. And what I would like to offer to you, the listening audience of Senior Care Live, and there's no charge and no strings, shoot me an email and ask me for the home care provider screening tool. And I created this several years ago just because I was referring a lot of folks to home care, and a lot of people are like, well, how do I know what to look for and what do you ask about? So I thought, well, let me just put something together. So there are a lot of questions, you know, front and back on this single sheet, home care provider screening tool. And it talks about, you know, it asks, you know, are you locally owned? Is this a national company? Is this a franchise? Is ownership involved in a hands-on basis? Or are they basically like an absentee owner? How do you screen your employees? Do you drug test them? Do you do a background check? So like a state background check, maybe even a federal background check. And like I said, you know, do you drug test? What kind of training do these folks get? Are they licensed and insured? And if there's an issue in my home, are they covered? So with workers' comp, if they fall and they injure themselves, is that on you or is that on me? Right? And if someone does not show up, do you provide a substitute or a backup caregiver to come to my house to fill that shift? So there are a bunch of – I barely scratched the surface. I don't even have one right in front of me. But I wanted to offer that to you today, the home care provider screening tool. If you're interested, you came home for the holidays – all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, we have an issue here. We need to bring in some help, and you want to hire a home care provider, reach out to me. Just go to seniorcareconsulting.com, or you could go to seniorcarelive.com, either one, and just send me an email. Ask me for that. I will respond to the email and attach it free of charge, just as my way to help you in that situation. I'll be talking about some other options next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by ASUS.
It silently damages your home and is the biggest culprit when it comes to home insurance claims. Water damage can be extremely expensive if there was only a way to detect it before it became a big problem. Well, Benjamin Sternthal from Codum fills us in on water detection systems.
Now, these are amazing. They consist of electronic valves on your water entrance, which has a flow valve, which it detects basically the flow of water. Water sensors throughout your house, so under every sink, toilet, dishwasher. Motion detectors, which will turn off your main water supply if there's no motion after 12 hours. So you go away for the weekend, your water gets turned off automatically. There's also switches which you can integrate your alarm panel to that electronic valve to turn off the water. And all these systems link to a smartphone.
So if there is water detected, the water in your home is turned off.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Before sending your child off to collect six figures in debt at the age of 18, remember to make sure that school isn't another woke hedge fund corporation. Elite universities have gone from places of excellence to places of political and social engineering. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking about coming home for the holidays, spending time around your parents, maybe even your grandparents or other elderly loved ones in your family, and you have this sudden and new realization, like, oh my goodness, we have a problem here. And this is the time of year where families will get together and talk about options. And one of the options is to stay home and bring help into the home. And a home care provider can really help you in a major way. You could also have someone come in to do home repairs, to scoop the snow, mow the lawn, all the stuff, right? And you can do that. You can remain independent at home. I worked with a couple, oh gosh, this has been 12 years ago, maybe, 11, 12 years ago. She came into the office and she said, all of my kids, she said, I love my kids, but they're really pushing us. You know, we need to move into one of these senior care communities, but I don't really want to move. Am I being unreasonable or should I just go along with what my kids want? And I said, well, let's talk about this. And what it all came down to, she was caring for her husband. He was kind of a big guy, tall guy. And he had early stages of dementia. So the kids, you know, their adult children, they were super concerned about him, about their mom taking care of him, all of the stuff. And how it could be dangerous to be at home and is just too much to deal with. What it all came down to was we had to solve the issue of getting him. She was perfectly mobile. He was pretty mobile, a little wobbly, not bad. But how do we get you up and down the stairs, because the bedroom and the shower and all that's upstairs, and they come down the stairs, and then they got the living room and the kitchen and dining room, all the stuff, right? So I said, ma'am, with all due respect to your adult children, they just want what's best for you. They're worried about you. And she goes, oh, I know that. I know that. But I don't want to move. I just don't want to move. I said, I hear you, and I totally agree with you. And again, all due respect to your adult children. I think if you would spend $3,000-$4,000, you know, $3,500, $4,200 on a stair glide, they'll put this little track and it'll go up the side of your staircase, and your husband can sit down in the chair, buckle himself in, push a little button, and you go down the stairs. Unbuckle himself, stand up, he's downstairs. Want to go back upstairs? sit down in the chair, push the button, bzzz, it goes up very safely, very securely. I said, if you could take the risk of the stairs out of the equation, they already had someone else coming in with some housekeeping and helping out with laundry a little bit, cooking a little bit, mowing the lawn, et cetera. So they're already kind of set up for that. I said, if you did that, I think you could stay in your house for a long time, and you could do that safely and relatively inexpensively. She started crying. Really? So you don't think I'm crazy wanting to stay at home? I'm like, no, not at all. Not at all. And that's how you do it. So I made a referral to a company that does a great job with that. And they lived there for a long time. Let me tell you that. So it could be something as simple as that. But what if staying at home is just not going to work? And there could be a long list of things that would lead you to believe that home is just not going to work out. Then you would need to consider moving to assisted living or moving to long-term care. If someone has any cognitive issues, you may need memory care. You may need memory care today. You may need memory care in the future. I'm working with multiple families right now through my firm Senior Care Consulting, where a parent has Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. But they're early on. They're early into this. So they do not need memory care in any way, shape, or form right now. But it's reasonable to expect that they may need memory care sometime in the near future. So for a number of my clients right now, we're looking at an assisted living community where they could just get just general care today. And then we want to make sure, though, that they have memory care available within that same building so that if we need that in the future, then that's a super easy transition and we've got both of those bases covered. So if you and your family are interested in learning more about how my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help you navigate all of that, determine exactly what you need, determine our best options in the market, then we would go out and take a tour of all of our top options. I ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people wouldn't even know to ask. And then I put all that information in a report to help you make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. So if that is something that's resonating with you and you're like, you know what, I think we don't need to wing this here. We need to call in an expert. I would be honored to serve you and your family. The phone number for Senior Care Consulting is 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so obviously, again, it is Christmas weekend. Merry Christmas to you and yours. One thing that my mom and I, we picked up the tradition. My mom comes from a Mexican background and family, and in our family, in the Cuevas family, my mom and her siblings and a lot of the ladies in the family got together with Aunt Cuca, and they would make the most incredible, delicious homemade tamales. And this is the real deal. This isn't opening a can. Okay, that's the real deal with the masa and the pork and the corn husks and all the stuff. And then you steam them, and oh my goodness, it's just a real special treat. Very labor intensive thing to make, but all the ladies got together and made, you know, I don't know, probably 10, 12, 15 dozen at a shot every Christmas. And so fast forward to about 5 years ago, I kept telling my mom, I said, I want to try that. I want to try to recreate Cuca's tamales. And so we started working at it, and we got it down. And these tamales are ridiculously delicious, and we do have it down. So I'll be making tamales with my mom over the weekend. We're going to go to our church for a Christmas Eve service, where we sing Silent Night and light candles and illuminate the entire...
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the normally bustling biblical birthplace of Jesus Christ looked more like a ghost town Christmas Eve. Celebrations in Bethlehem called off because of the war. But local resident James Joseph says that Christmas always makes things better.
Even though there's so much war going on and problems, the whole mystery of Christmas is of hope, of new life. And it's the special day. And so it's like we especially need that spirit of Christmas today.
Resident Shiny Lee.
We are not only focused for our reality, difficult situation, but we have hope in Jesus because he is our Savior. He loves Palestinian, he loves Jewish people, everyone.
Also at townhall.com, legislatures returning to session in states all across America in early 2024 and will consider condemning the Hamas attack on Israel.
One Florida lawmaker wants to make university students who support Hamas pay the higher out-of-state tuition costs. A New Jersey legislator is calling to reimburse the travel expenses of state residents who had to evacuate from Israel. While many of the measures introduced so far largely support Israel in its battle against Hamas, some also would call for a ceasefire in the conflict. Bob Agner reporting.
More bloodshed in Ukraine. Russian shelling over the weekend in the southern Ukraine Kherson region has killed at least 4 civilians. Police in Serbia firing tear gas to prevent hundreds of opposition supporters from entering the capital city's council building early Saturday. A crowd was outside Belgrade City Hall to protest what election observers say was widespread. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Wall Street heading into the final few days of 2023 with stocks hovering near record highs.
The week begins with the S&P, which is up 24% this year, less than 1% shy of an all-time high. And given the market's track record of delivering solid year-end gains, there's optimism this will be a good, perhaps a record week for stocks. The Fed has raised investors' hopes by hinting that its string of inflation-fighting interest rate hikes is over, and that 2024 could actually see some rate cuts amid signs that inflation is finally starting to moderate. Rich Thomason reporting.
The investigation continues into the weekend blast at a nickel plant in Indonesia. Smelting furnace exploded as maintenance workers were doing some repair work. Authorities say at least 13 people have been killed, but dozens more have been injured. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is one of the most controversial and really deadliest aircraft in the history of the United States military. Now, a Congressional Oversight Committee launching a probe into the V-22 Osprey program. Keith Peters has more on the story.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane. But its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited, and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free. Thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Here at KCMR Radio, we are fortunate to have 2 well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in this state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Thyroid disease, cholesterol problems, birth defects, and many more. And there's news here from yesterday's edition of the Wall Street Journal. 3M settles for Emmer Chemicals litigation for up to $12.5 billion. And so this may be the beginning of the end for Forever Chemicals, because this is actually one of the largest settlements involving litigation over products deemed to be health risks. And that includes lawsuits involving tobacco, opioids, and asbestos. And now PFAS is in the crosshairs. The lawsuits say the company's PFAS, which is used in firefighting foam, contaminated drinking water. It's a national class action settlement in a landmark environmental fight involving PFAS chemicals and firefighting foam. It was reached this last Thursday. 3M is going to pay between $10.5 billion and $12.5 billion, and the settlement will cover public water systems across the U.S. So they've been manufacturing and using the chemicals since the 1940s. So this is really, really, I think, a turning point in our battle against industrial contamination. Now, the FDA has told us that from its testing, they're supposed to be the safeguards of our health. They have said no big problem here because they sampled foods, and they found that in 718 food samples it tested, 701 had no detectable PFAS. But they did find some PFAS in 17 samples, and all but three of the contaminated 17 samples were seafood. So you could say, well, you know, it's in seafood to a minimal degree, no biggie. So I am president of an organization called the Alliance for Natural Health, and our goal is to safeguard the public from big chemical industry, from big pharma, and from big government encroachment on our access to supplements. We have an SOS campaign, Save Our Supplements. But the Alliance for Natural Health is not just about saving our supplements. It's also about the environment. And so we wanted to find out if food really was as safe from PFAS as the FDA claims. And so we conducted a pilot study. And we used kale as our model because it's the archetypal healthy vegetable, right? You know, kale is healthy. You know, you make kale smoothies and you eat kale salad. And, you know, you think this is going to be something really beneficial for your health. So we sent team members from four different states to their local supermarkets, and each bought a sample of either conventionally grown kale. Okay, you might say, well, conventionally grown kale, that's not as good as organic kale. Well, we also got samples of organic kale. And these were sent in special PFAS-free packaging to a leading lab that used the FDA's own validated methods for PFAS analysis. And here's what we find, kind of chillingly. All but one of the eight samples was found to be PFAS contaminated. We tested double the number of samples of kale tested by the FDA in 3 years. And that's, you know, we're a small organization and they're the U.S. government. And four out of four of the organic samples were found to be contaminated. So our pilot study shows why we should be very concerned about what the FDA is telling the American public, that the only real problems with PFAS in food are in drinking water, as was demonstrated in this lawsuit. It's about forever chemicals in water. And seafood, which lives in our waterways. So how can their reassurances that we're safe from the ravages of PFAS be true when we found nearly 90% of kale samples we purchased to be contaminated? This really raises a serious question. Are U.S. regulatory agencies working to downplay a massive public health issue? Well, we're conducting a campaign. We want the public to wake up and sound the alarm to U.S. regulatory agencies, notably the FDA and the EPA, over the seriousness of this issue, because we need to understand just how much of our food is contaminated, and we need to come to terms with the fact that the problem might extend way beyond drinking water, as in the Wall Street Journal article, and seafood. Because remember that food is just one route by which we can be exposed to PFAS, and that PFAS accumulates in the human body. It's like we're sitting on a ticking time bomb that endangers our health and the health of our children, future generations. So we're raising money now to do more testing. This is a pilot study, and we want to do a more authoritative, complete study. with the goal to force a federal ban on all 12,000 PFAS chemicals. And by the way, Europe is far ahead of us in cracking down on PFAS. We're behind the curve in our environmental controls in the U.S. So we're urging intelligent medicine listeners, I as president of the Alliance for Natural Health, please go to banpfas.org or anh-usa.org. More complete stories are available there. And if you see fit, if it's important to you, and I think it should be, please make donations via banpfas.org or anh-usa.org, because we are calling for a complete ban on these chemicals as soon as practically possible. We can't do anything about the PFAS that's already been unleashed in our environment. It is a forever chemical, and it will remain for decades and centuries, but at least we can prevent adding to the toxic burden of PFAS that will threaten us and our progeny going forward. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more to talk about on today's Intelligent Medicine. You can start calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. We've got this hour and next to hear from you. So one of the things that I endeavor to do is engage in something called TRF, time-restricted feeding, which usually involves getting up and exercising. And the other day, for example, I got up fairly early. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I, you know, read my newspaper, made myself a cup of tea, got ready to go on a bike ride, took the bike ride. And it was only around, I guess it was around 11 that I got back. And at that time, I prepared myself a whey protein drink with creatine and other beneficial ingredients, including NT factor, urolithin, and a bunch of stuff. I put some flaxseed oil in there, mix it all together, sometimes with a half an avocado or maybe some Flava Naturals, which is a cocoa product. And then I'll have breakfast. And usually I don't have to have a humongous breakfast because the whey protein curbs my appetite. And indeed, there's a very interesting study here. We'll also talk a little bit about a study on time-restricted feeding. This study, whey protein pre-meal lowers postprandial glucose concentrations in adults. And what they found is something quite interesting, is that indeed whey protein helps to regulate blood sugar. For those of you who suffer from hypoglycemia, ups and downs of blood sugar, whey protein is great. Also for metabolic syndrome, even for type 2 diabetes, and possibly also for type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes also, a little bit to a lesser extent, is about diet, because it's also a lot about taking the right dosage and timing of insulin. But diet really matters, even in insulin-dependent diabetes. So what they're saying here is that it helps regulate blood sugar. Okay, we get that. But also something very interesting happens when you take a whey protein pre-meal. And that is, it has something to do with GLP-1. And GLP-1 is the target of some of these weight loss medications. Glucagon-like peptide 1 is what's in Ozempic and Wegovy, and it's one of the ingredients in Mounjaro, all these highly touted weight loss medications. Well, it says whey protein pre-meals may elevate plasma concentrations of GLP-1, which has an appetite-blunting effect, helping you to lose weight. And certainly what it does is it prevents you from putting on the feed bag, having all that protein before a meal. You can do other things. You can also take a handful of almonds before a meal. That, too, has been shown to blunt appetite and stabilize blood sugar. Okay, here's another one. Early time-restricted eating can cut blood sugar fluctuations in prediabetes. How many Americans suffer from prediabetes? Probably significant double digits, maybe as high as 30-40% of Americans, perhaps even, you know, virtually half of Americans have a tinge of prediabetes. They're on the borderline. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.7, 5.8. That's not diabetes. 6.2 or 6.4 considered the cutoff for true diabetes, but these are folks on the borderline. So the study showed that just 1 week of early time-restricted feeding cut fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduced the amount of time that the blood sugar was elevated in people with prediabetes and a high BMI. These people were overweight, typical metabolic syndrome folks. Okay, so what's early time-restricted feeding? It's kind of different than what I do. It's the opposite because I wait a long time before I eat, and sometimes, frankly, I'll have a snack after dinner, before bed. I'm one of those people that likes to go to bed with a little something in my stomach. But you extend the amount of time that I haven't eaten. That's called time-restricted feeding. We increase the window between nighttime food intake and a.m. food intake to 10, 12, 14, or even 16 hours. That's TRF. Well, they do it differently here with early time-restricted feeding. The eating window is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can start eating at 8 a.m., which is practical for people who go to work because, hey, you don't want to go to work on an empty stomach, and you may not have an eating opportunity at your job. A lot of people working from home these days, they're flexible, but if you have to commute and go to work, this may be a better way to go. But, yeah, stop eating at 4 p.m. That's challenging. With 80% of your calories consumed prior to 1 p.m., so you front-load your calories. And the researchers say we found that just 1 week of early time restricted feeding reduces fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduces the time that the blood sugar is elevated. Just 1 week. Imagine what would happen after a month or 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years of adhering to that. So the blood sugar went down. The time that the blood sugar stayed in the normal range increased. And in addition, there was a small but noticeable reduction in inflammation. Yeah, you're with just this diet change. So it's very, very interesting. They say this is a very small study, but nonetheless, larger confirmatory studies may help us to understand the role that TRF has. And TRF has been maligned recently because there was a big study that says that, oh, time-restricted feeding doesn't make you lose weight. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, and I believe it can make people lose weight because restricting the amount of time that you have to eat definitely works. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, it definitely can help you normalize your blood sugar and push back from all the adverse metabolic consequences of insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. Great study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for our number. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths: Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs: heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Lots to talk about this weekend, including what you have in your mind. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in questions or comments. They're welcome. But 877-726-8255 is the number to call anytime during the week. If a question should occur, maybe you're busy during the program, you're multitasking, you're driving, you're cleaning house, and you can't call in, but you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
One book says cheeses are good for hypothyroidism. Another book that was published 3 years ago says, no cheeses. Who is right and who is wrong? That's the question.
Okay, that's kind of a weird question. Does dairy have an impact on the thyroid? And so at first when I, because I have a chance to preview these questions, I saw that question. I said, I'm just going to say, there's no evidence that cheese has any impact whatsoever on hypothyroidism. But then I did a little more research because I don't have to answer these recorded questions off the cuff. And a couple of things came up. Is, first of all, if you take dairy with your thyroid medication, you can actually interfere with the absorption of your thyroid medication. That's been demonstrated in a study from endocrine.org. The headline here is, cow's milk interferes with the absorption of thyroid supplement levothyroxine. That's otherwise known as Synthroid, L-thyroxine. It's the generic form. And what they say here is that these findings support previous research showing that calcium supplements can interfere with levothyroxine absorption. The idea, though, is that you want to time your intake of thyroid medication, if you're taking thyroid medication, away from food consumption or supplement consumption, particularly things that contain calcium, because they can interfere with your thyroid medication. Okay, that's if you're taking thyroid medication. But is cow's milk beneficial or harmful for the thyroid? And I found an interesting angle here, because earlier we talked about forever chemicals, PFAS. There are many chemicals that are being unleashed into our environment, tens of thousands of them, including what are called dioxins. And dioxins have been linked to thyroid dysfunction. They said there was a higher prevalence of hypothyroidism in adults when looking at exposure to dioxins. High levels of dioxins correlated with higher blood levels of TSH, TSH being something where the higher it is, the lower your thyroid is. It's what's called a reflex test. Although more research on how dioxins affect thyroid function is needed, efforts to reduce exposure to dioxins and other toxic chemicals could help to reduce the risk of thyroid dysfunction and improve public health outcomes. Okay. Dioxins are created by improper incineration of plastics and other industrial products, municipal incineration, forest fires, and even burning of backyard trash. Chemicals fall to earth and become part of the food chain when ingested by wildlife and farm animals. Like dairy cows? It says here that dioxins usually find a home in the fat cells of animals and are then secreted in dairy products such as milk and cheese. Okie dokie. Wow. They say that more than 90% of human exposure to dioxins is through food, in particular dairy products and also marbled milk. And if you go to the EPA website, the Environmental Protection website, there's an article entitled Evaluation of Dioxin in U.S. Cow's Milk. Milk fat is likely to be among the highest dietary sources of exposure to persistent bioaccumulative and toxic PBT contaminants. PBT is an acronym for dioxin. Nationwide samples were collected from dairy plants at 45 locations, estimated to represent 20% of the U.S. milk supply in July of 2000. The levels of all chemicals were determined to be below their detection limits in all samples. But they did find that there were higher levels of dioxin in dairy products. So is it possible that through high consumption of milk and cheese that you could be exposed to dioxins? That is a potential negative effect of dairy products. And then also there's the possibility that, you know, on the theory that autoimmune disorders like hypothyroidism, autoimmune hypothyroidism, could be related to food intolerances, particularly to foods like wheat and dairy, hence the recommendation that people with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition, go on the autoimmune paleo diet, which is sort of the prehistoric diet before the advent of cultivation of grains and before the domestication of animals for dairy products. And there is a possibility that for some who suffer from autoimmune hypothyroidism, that a paleo diet without dairy could be beneficial. Should you use dairy to encourage thyroid production? I'm pretty sure that there's not a lot of evidence for that, but if anybody has evidence to that effect, I'd be happy to review it and share it. 877-726-8255. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Sometimes questions like those trigger fascinating answers. All right. If fatigue sometimes holds you back, and for whom is that not an issue? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. And that's because of something called mitochondrial decline. That's the energy factory within your cell that is responsible for all the functions of your body, including your subjective experience of fatigue. Well, studies have shown that anti-factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the impact of aging. Anti-factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with anti-factor. There are immune support formulas. There's targeted nutrition. Then there's pure anti-factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I use the anti-factor powder. There's also anti-factor lozenges that are handy. You can take them when you travel. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their full range of products and order by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, let's talk about yet another benefit of omega-3 fatty acids. You know, one of the most challenging conditions that we face, for which there is no medical treatment, they're beginning to make a dent on this often invariably fatal condition, ALS, formerly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It progressively robs people of their strength, ultimately affects the respiratory muscles. It is very devastating and progressive, and they are actually experimenting with certain drugs that may somewhat curtail the rapid progression of ALS. These are expensive drugs, drugs often with side effects, but we're beginning to better understand ALS and various forms of ALS. Some of these drugs work only in certain forms of ALS, not in others. There's a simple nutritional intervention that has been tied to slower ALS progression, and that is omega-3 fatty acids. In a new study, this is an 18-month study period, ALS patients with the highest levels of something called ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid. It's the vegetarian precursor to EPA and DHA. It's found in nuts and seeds, particularly in flax oil. If you take flax oil supplements, you're going to get a lot of alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. Over an 18-month study period, check this out, ALS patients with the highest levels of ALA had a 50% lower risk of death, cut death in half, compared with those with the lowest ALA levels. Now, keep in mind that this is not an intervention study. This is not a study where they took ALS patients and they gave them alpha-linolenic acid, or they gave them EPA plus DHA and fish oil capsules. But it really deserves attention. The findings extend early work that suggested increased dietary intake of omega-3s, particularly ALA, may decrease ALS risk. So the researchers are quoted as saying, these findings, along with the previous research, suggest that this fatty acid may have neuroprotective effects that could benefit people with ALS. Now, the question is it all about ALA? Does it have to be alpha-linolenic acid? Well, they also found that levels of EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and linoleic acid, which is an omega-6, also were associated with lower mortality risk during the follow-up. So, hey, you know, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, and they need to do more research. They need what are termed double-blind placebo-controlled trials, giving people alpha-linolenic acid or EPA or a cocktail of essential fatty acids to see if indeed this could be a successful intervention against ALS. Remember, it's not a cure, but to slow progression and reduce the chance of dying over an 18-month period, that's not something to sneeze at. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And I just want to mention that when we talk about supplements, well, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, and some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And you can be sure of quality, and you can be sure that they've not been tampered with or that they're counterfeit. Buying through FullScript offers reliable, fast, free shipping, and it's where I get my supplements and where I recommend that my patients get their supplements, drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255 is available to you 24-7, 365, and some people have availed themselves of the opportunity by recording questions like this one. Let's hear.
Do you provide a list of cancer-fighting food, healthy, and what fights the cancer cells?
Okay, that is a really interesting question. And do I provide a list? Well, you know, I've written many articles about natural things that fight cancer. And if you go to drhoffman.com and you plug in cancer-fighting foods into the index, you can probably find several articles. But let me just state that, you know, let's look at the opposite proposition. What are foods that increase the risk of cancer? Well, number one, it's been demonstrated that foods that are full of chemicals and environmental toxins can contribute to cancer. So, therefore, it's best to strive to eat organic, have natural foods whenever possible, look at the ingredients list, because even some of the permitted ingredients, some we just found out, for example, that Splenda may deliver some metabolites which have the potential at high doses to increase the risk of cancer. So just don't eat chemicalized food. Don't eat processed food. Ultra-processed food definitely is associated with the risk of cancer because, number one, it's loaded with sugar. And sugar is probably a worse culprit for cancer than, say, the much maligned saturated fat. Saturated fat debatably may have a role for some people in heart disease, but when it comes to cancer, very little suggests that saturated fat per se is the problem. Of course, saturated fat can sometimes sequester toxic chemicals. So if you're having lots and lots of poor quality meat, there may be toxic chemicals in the meat that are associated with the saturated fat. But when it comes to studies that look at, for example, the risk of breast cancer, it's not so much that protein foods and animal fats are associated with that, but carbohydrates. In a big Italian study, they found that increased intake of starches, specifically pasta, were associated with higher risk of breast cancer. And it makes sense because whatever foods make you fat increase the risk of cancer because overweight promotes inflammation, and the inflammation ultimately can cause cells to go haywire and cancer can develop. So, you know, those are some specific guidelines, you know, or general guidelines, rather. Don't eat processed food. Don't eat too much high-calorie food. Maintain your weight, things like that. Now, it's been demonstrated that fiber, specifically soluble fiber that helps the microbiome, may be helpful against certain gastrointestinal cancers. That's pretty clear. So eat your fruits and vegetables, eat, you know, flax lignans. Flax lignans specifically may have anti-hormonal cancer effects. I always try to sprinkle some flax in my salad or put it in a shake, put it over dessert. That's one of the primary cancer-fighting foods. Garlic and cruciferous vegetables, the whole category, onions, shallots, leeks, these have anti-cancer effects. You can take supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, but, you know, also include lots of allium vegetables in your diet. Make sure you have a lot of cruciferous vegetables, because cruciferous vegetables have specific compounds like diendylmethane and sulforaphane, which have anti-cancer properties. Then you want to also include lots of foods that are rich in the polyphenols. They're beneficial for all parts of the body. They're beneficial for the brain, but also may have anti-cancer effects. So, you know, eat the rainbow. Eat multicolored, high-fiber food, fresh, organic fruits and vegetables. Not fruits, not to an excess, because if you go overboard on fruits, you're going to increase your blood sugar, which itself is a risk for cancer. When it comes to dairy products, there's some controversy about dairy products. Some folks say that dairy products may increase the risk of hormonal cancers, but that may be because conventional dairy may sequester high amounts of industrial chemicals or even deliberate additives, hormones that are designed to increase milk production. And those may act also not just on animals, but on the breast tissue, the uterine tissue, the prostate tissue, and so on. There's also evidence that tomatoes may have specific benefits. Lycopene, for example, has been shown to be helpful against colon cancer and has been shown to be helpful against prostate cancer and possibly other malignancies. Foods that deliver vitamin D may be helpful, although maybe it's not such a great idea to have lots and lots of fortified dairy because of the downsides of dairy, but vitamin D supplementation can have a positive effect against cancer. There's also some good information about the omega-3 fatty acids, which you get from nuts and also from oily sea fish that may have anti-cancer potential. And, you know, then there are the beneficial compounds that you find in beans, nuts, and seeds that may have anti-cancer effects. The plant phytosterols and the polyphenols that are present there, and the fiber, of course, that's an excellent prebiotic. So, you know, potentially, you know, such a universe of things out there that are beneficial. Perhaps I've missed some things that astute listeners can point out, but I think that pretty much covers the territory when it comes to cancer prevention. There's some evidence that soy, natural soy, not processed soy, may have cancer protective effects. It's not clear whether once you have cancer, taking lots and lots of soy can combat the cancer. But Asian populations that consume lots and lots of soy, far lower incidence of prostate cancer and breast cancer. So there may be something to that as well. All right, thanks for joining us this hour. We have lots more time next hour for your questions. 877-726-8255, and we'll cover a lot more topics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil soft gels.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The war between Israel and Hamas continuing as terrorist groups have gotten into it by attacking some U.S. troops and international shipping. Former President Donald Trump says such Iran proxies would never have tried that on his watch.
I would hit them so hard. I don't want to say where. I know exactly where. But I would, you know, it's very tough to say exactly what I'm going to do on your radio show and announce it to the world. It's so crazy when I guess they call that democracy, but it's a very crazy thing. But I would hit them so hard. They know where. They would have never done it with me.
Mr. Trump was a guest this week on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. And the Israeli military now saying 14 soldiers killed in combat over the weekend in the Gaza Strip. Also at townhall.com, the White House has weighed in on standardizing vehicle chargers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Tesla, the leader in the EV market, operates the largest network of fast chargers, and many of its supercharger stations are in prime locations. But Tesla's charging standard has long been in conflict with the connector used by most other automakers. The White House supports last week's announcement to standardize Tesla's charging plugs for all EVs in the U.S. By next year, Ford, GM, and others say they plan to provide adapters to customers so they can plug into the Tesla network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kremlin trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal, that after nearly 22 months of fighting in Ukraine. Wall Street closing its eighth straight winning week Friday with a quiet finish following reports showing inflation on the way down and potentially the economy on the way up. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Nissan expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the critical Chinese market.
The Japanese automaker has announced it would launch joint research next year with Tsinghua University on reaching Generation Z. The research would also include the social responsibility of automakers in battery recycling, charging station, and other electric vehicle-related issues. The major auto companies were caught flat-footed by a boom in electric vehicles in China that has given rise to new Chinese competitors that have gobbled up market share. Jeremy House reporting.
When the wife of Los Angeles pitcher Joe Kelly offered up her husband's uniform number to help lure Shohei Ohtani to the Dodgers, the two-way star responded. He has given Ashley Kelly a brand new Porsche. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Czech Republic holding a national day of mourning for the victims of a mass shooting inside a university building in the heart of the Czech capital that left 14 people dead.
National flags on public buildings are at half staff as people across the Czech Republic observe a minute of silence as bells toll. Outside Charles University in Prague for a second day, mourners gather at a vigil. Student Jakob Vazak tells the AP, even though he's happy enough to not have any friends who would die in the shooting, he still feels a part of what happened.
I think it's quite visible that a lot of people mourn and that somehow we're trying to overcome this, even maybe with those who are dead.
I'm Charles Tillodesma.
And breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy, open with a lullaby for Christmas. And then Frank Sinatra guest stars on a series known as Guest Star. It was created to help sell U.S. savings bonds. Now, this opening program was created by a Catholic priest, Father Patrick Payton, and it specialized in wholesome family-friendly stories. Like most series during this time of year, the Family Theater would be sure to offer up a Christmas tale. This example of that is from December 19th, 1951.
The following is transcribed.
Family Theater presents Ruth Hussey, Roddy McDowell, and Lois Butler. Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, brings you a Christmas fantasy set in the framework of Christmas music. To tell you about our presentation of Charles Taswell's classic Lullaby of Christmas, we present Ruth Hussey.
Thank you, Tony Lafrano.
You know, one of the wonderful things about Christmas is the pretty web of legend, song, and story that has grown up around it without obscuring for any of us, I hope, the truth of the matter. At another time of year, we might call the joyousness of spirit we experience an excess. But in the expansive mood that Christmas brings to everything, I'd use a more gentle word, a more generous description. Won't you agree that the right word is abundance? I think it's out of this abundance that most Christmas fantasy springs. Out of the fact that the real truth of Christmas is so wonderful, so dramatic, so quickening to the heart and to the imagination. And that leads us to Lullaby of Christmas, which Roddy McDowell is going to narrate for us.
Is as old as Christmas, and yet is neither remembered nor told except by the tongueless ones, the water, the wind, the rain, and the snow, by the grasses, the trees, the rocks, and the earth. They have told the story for almost 2,000 Christmases past, and they'll still be telling it 2,000 times 2,000 Christmases to come. It will be told by a wind rustling a tree of palm or pine, or of maple or mimosa. By water as it crowds against the bank or shore of brook, lake, river and ocean, and all the scattered seven seas. By rain tiptoeing across the roofs and skylights of every building north, east, south, and west of Greenwich. By the singing grasses of southern pampas, bush and savanna, and by the icy twang of sleet and stubble on prairie, heath, and plain. It will be told by the sucking swamp mud and the hard-ringing frozen earth and the tumbling rock and the migrant sand. It will be told whether or not men listen, or whether or not there are men to listen. For as the storytellers are eternal, so is their story eternal. Their story of the lullaby of Christmas. Whenever someone looked in his direction and bellowed, "Hey, you!" he came running because he was eager to please. But A.U. wasn't his name. No one knew from whence he came, or when, or how, or why. It was quite possible that he was a forlorn and useless bit of jetsam from one of the caravans that were forever appearing and disappearing like mirages, with camel bells clanging, dogs barking, and drivers howling for right of way through the narrow, crowded roadways of Bethlehem. He might have been 8, or he could have been 9, a childish collection of angles and knobs with an animated pipe stem on each corner for an arm or leg. His clothing was an assortment of tattered rags fastened together with knots, thorns, and bits of cord. And it stayed with him when he ran merely because his greater speed was never quite equal to the greater law of gravity. And he was always running to something from something. His sandals, which had been owned and discarded by 3 much larger wearers, flapping up and down and right and left, and his bobbing head perching precariously on his scrawny little neck like a fledgling heron on one leg. And yet, there was something about the boy that made people notice him. There was something appealing in his dark eyes, and something about his cherub's mouth that unlocked the heart. Now and then, someone along the street would stop him and ask his name. But when A.U. tried to answer, from out of his cherub's mouth, instead of words, would come a horrible sound, a scourging, piercing, ear-scraping, howling and shrieking. Yes, A.U. was without the gift of speech. And at night, in the stable of the inn where he made his bed, he would curl up in the fragrant hay and think of all the beautiful magic words that he would like to say. Just suppose.
Just suppose that a miracle should take place during the night. Just suppose that he should wake up tomorrow morning and walk over to that stall and say,
"Good morning, Mr. Cow."
Oh, wonderful. And then he'd run outside to the pen and call out,
"Hello, Mr. Sheep."
Oh, magnificent morning. He could talk. He could say anything and everything that he wanted to say. And wouldn't the innkeeper's wife be surprised when she handed out the scraps for his breakfast and loudly and clearly he said,
"I'm terrible obliged, ma'am. Just terrible obliged."
And then, when he was called to do some task or errand, he could tell the innkeeper and his guests that his name wasn't A.U. Why, that wasn't any kind of name at all. It was just an easy and careless way they all had of shouting, "Hey, you!
Hey, you!
My name isn't A.U.
Hey, don't you hear me? Hey, you!
My name's Ezekiel."
But the most stupendous, overwhelming thing of all, he would be able to sing. Yes, sing as no one had ever sung before, with every word and note so clear and sweet and perfect that everyone in Bethlehem would stand rock still to listen. He would be able to sing with the other children when they played their games, and he would be able to sing right along with the foreign music maker, the one with the lyre and the tame bear who walked the roadways and sang for coins.
Oh, a Babylon maiden will hasten the hours with kisses of honey and cinnamon flowers.
And at night in the inn, when the roaring fire was juggling fat hot sparks in the black cavern chimney, and the innkeeper and his guests were overflowing with wine and song, he'd never need hide himself in the darkest corner in fear that they would make him join in just so that they could laugh at him. No. He'd be able to stand right by the fire and listen, because he'd be able to sing that song much better than anyone in the room.
Oh, fill the bowl up to the brim, let memory blend with wine, and drink to glories of the past.
And so, each night, before A.U. closed his eyes, he said a prayer for the gift of speech and song, and faithfully promised that if God saw fit to grant these great blessings to a small boy, that he would never use any words that weren't kind and gentle and reverent, and that he would never sing any songs that were not beautiful, joyful, and harmonious. Then he burrowed deep into the hay and fell asleep, warm and content in his belief that on this night, God had heard him. In the morning, when the rising sun reached through the doorway and touched his shoulder to wake him up, he would open his eyes, and then he'd open his mouth, and then very loudly and thankfully he'd say,
"Oh, thank you, God. Thank you very much."
But morning after morning, God disappointed him. And finally, after months of mournings had vanished into Egypt, A.U. knew that he would always be just as he was. As inarticulate as a tumblebug, as a wood tick, as a worm. For a few nights, A.U. cried himself to sleep in black discouragement. And then he resolved that he would never open his mouth again to make people laugh. And when his work was done, he trudged out of Bethlehem and wandered over the fields and hills. Travelers sometimes wondered when they saw his lonely little figure against the sky. And none of them knew that he really wasn't lonely at all. Why, he couldn't be lonely among friends. For he discovered that a brook running over its pebbles and stones could chatter and prattle and sing to him. And if he answered, or even if he sang, the brook didn't care a ripple that the noises he made were strange and unmusical. It went right along singing as loudly and joyfully as ever. Yes, and the winds were forever whispering or humming or caroling. Sometimes they were so filled with music that they shook their great trees and woke them up, and they tossed the great limbs and made every leaf and twig join in with the singing. So A.U. sang too. And the trees didn't care, and the winds didn't care. Neither did the rain when it thrummed on the rocks or strummed through the tall grasses. It went right on just as though his horrible din was the most sublime music it has ever heard. And then, when he was tired, A.U. would lie on the ground with his ear pressed tight against the moss,
and listen to the small, faraway voices. The little, scarcely audible voices deep in the ever-moving, ever-singing earth itself. The song they sang was very sweet, but so faint and distant that try as he might, he could never learn the melody. And so, listening to his friends, the tongueless ones, Ayu would fall fast asleep. And in the days that followed, he was a little scarecrow stuffed with happiness, a standing on tiptoe happiness that was more prolific than a cottontail rabbit, an invincible conquering happiness that could summon up more legions than the Roman Emperor. It was so far above the miracle he'd asked for in his prayers that Ayu took a long time every night to thank God for his generosity. He thanked him so meticulously and particularly and abundantly that his small fingers developed a cramp, and on each round, knobby knee was a round, knobby callus. And then, without the slightest warning, coming with cockcrow as any other day, wearing the same identical colors of dawn as yesterday's beneficent morning, came the dreadful day.
You're listening to the Family Theater on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's get back to Family Theater on When Radio Was.
It was begun by the innkeeper kicking methodically at the mound of hay where Ayu had buried himself and bawling,
Ayu, come on, crawl out of there and get to work. On your feet or I'll slice out your tongue and sell it for tallow.
Then the dreadful day was helped along by the innkeeper's fat and fuming wife. At mid-morning, when AU's stomach was tied in a double-bone knot with hunger, he stuck one eye around the frame of the kitchen door to let it beg for his breakfast. And the innkeeper's wife doused him with slimy dishwater and screamed,
"Don't come grunting and squealing for scraps at my door when I'm busy, you miserable gutter rubbish! Get out with the rest of the swine!"
And in the afternoon, as AU was racing through the town on one of his endless errands, a tired thong snapped on one of his oversized sandals, and the sandal went skittering through the air, purposely ignoring half a dozen people who would have merely scowled or scolded, and dropped deliberately and maliciously on the proud and helmeted head of a swaggering centurion. The centurion plucked AU out of the crowd by his rags and lifted him up off the ground and held him dangling at arm's length, demanding his name and his dwelling place. And when AU tried to answer, but only made meaningless sounds, the centurion shook him until he flipped and flopped like a limp, grief-stricken starfish. And he bellowed,
"Look at me, oh, you driveling, babbling, voiceless offshoot of a scurvy, dribble-mouthed alley rat. If ever again you foul my eyes, I'll cage you and send you to Rome to feed the emperor's lions."
And through the remaining hours of the dreadful day's afternoon, no matter how fast AU ran, the story of his affliction and humiliation always ran faster. It was a street, an alley, or even a doorway ahead of him. He seemed to run through a forest of pointing fingers that threatened to pin him to a wall, under a sky of leering eyes that fell and clung to him like leeches, by endless craters of jeering mouths that spouted laughter like bottomless goatskin waterbags. And that night, as each hour slowly yielded to an older one, and the dreadful day neared its end, AU was kept late at his tasks in the inn. Anyone could believe that half the known world had journeyed to Bethlehem, and the inn was so crowded that the ancient floor seemed to sag from the mass weight of weary bone and unwashed flesh. AU longed to bury his shame and tears in the nestling warmth of the stable hay. But his tired, trembling legs carried him about with staggering armloads of steaming bowls and slopping mugs. He picked him up, hand slapped, his ears to ringing, and his knees jolted his aching ribs. The one who discovered and recognized AU was a huge mountain of a man whose eyes rolled like quicksilver in their bead beds of jellied fat. One hairy paw crushed a crumb of stew from his beard, while the other fastened on AU's hair and lifted him, his legs still running desperately in the air, to the tabletop. Then, in a voice that would have silenced Balaam's donkey, he brayed to the listening ears,
"Hark here, my friends. Behold this miserable insect that I've captured for your examination and amusement. But you must not laugh, my friend. You must gather close with ears agape, because this struggling thing has a wondrous golden voice, never equal on land or sea or up in heaven. Oh, yes, I swear it is true. A centurion made it chirp today, and its music was so sweet, it broke my heart and made the angels weep in ecstasy. Tell me, would you like to hear it sing? Do you not hear me? Will you sing, or shall I slit your tongue like a crow's so you can speak like a human, eh? Sing, I tell you! Sing! Sing!"
And so, standing on the table, AU tried to sing. And at every tuneless howl, the crowd shocked its mockery. At every unmelodious screech, it roared its derision. At every discordant squeak, it loosed a thunderbolt of laughter that crashed and splintered on his head. And his mind was fear. And his body was shame. And his blood was tears. But he went on. He went on until the crowd had rung the last outstanding guffaw, the final satisfying chuckle, the ultimate forced snigger from his wretched little body.
And when it released him, he ran blindly off through the dark labyrinth of Bethlehem, a terror-stricken shadow racing for the quiet hills and the warm, comforting voices of the tongueless one. But tonight there were no voices. Even though A.U. held his breath, even though he strained his ears, he could hear no sound from the tongueless ones. Even when he threw himself down and laid his ear to the ground, there was no small sound to hear. Even the little voices deep in the earth had stopped their whispering and were quiet. Then A.U. howled and babbled and tried to make the tongueless ones answer him. But they only waited and listened. And he croaked and screamed at them. But still they waited and listened. And he wept and shrieked to them. But they kept silent while they waited and listened. Just listened and waited. Then A.U. rolled over on his back to listen too. And he saw that a great white star had risen and was shining over Bethlehem. A star so bright it blinded him. And so he closed his eyes. And exhausted by the dreadful day, he went to sleep. It was close to morning when A.U. returned to the inn. He tiptoed across the frosty stones of the dark courtyard and crept into the stable. For a moment, his fear held him motionless. For the stable was bathed with a bright, glowing radiance that revealed every corner and straw and peg and mote of dust. And it flowed like molten sunlight over a man and a woman and a manger where a child was cradled. Neither the man nor the woman appeared surprised to see A.U. It was as though they had expected him to come and were waiting for him. So he stole nearer, and he looked down at the child. And the child lifted small hands and smiled at him. Then A.U. felt that he must speak to this child, so he whispered,
"Hello there."
And the words he spoke were as clear and melodious as the water of the brook. Then he said,
"Hello, child."
And the words that came from his lips were as sweet as the winds, as perfect as each raindrop, and as soft as the long flowing grasses. Then A.U. knew why he'd been born never to speak until this moment. And why the tongueless ones of God's world of water and earth and air had all sung to him. And why tonight they had all been still and silent and waiting. Now the waiting was over. Now they were his voice and he was their song. And this was their song to the child of the manger.
Close your eyes, precious one. For the world is your cradle. Close your eyes, blessed babe, while we sing you to sleep. Lullaby of Christmas.
This story is as old as Christmas, and yet it's neither remembered nor told except by the tongueless ones. The water, the wind, the rain, and the snow. The grasses, the trees, the rocks, and the earth. It will be told this Christmas by a wind rustling a tree of palm or pine, or maple or mimosa. By water as it crowds against the bank or shore of brook, lake, river and ocean, and all the scattered seven seas. By rain as it patters across the roofs and skylights. Yes, and by the singing grasses of the southern pampas, bush and savanna, and the icy twang of sleeted stubble on prairie, heath, and plain. The few ears that listen may wonder at the strange, childlike quality in the voices of all these storytellers. But that's so very easy to understand. It is the bright, joyful, exultant tone of the boy who sang for them one early morning, one Christmas morning, one glorious morning in Bethlehem.
Thank you, Roddy, for steering us so imaginatively.
From Hollywood, Family Theater has brought you transcribed Charles Taswell's Lullaby of Christmas, narrated by Roddy McDowell, with Ruth Hussey as hostess. Our soloist was Lois Butler. Others in our cast were Michael Edwards, Ted DeCorsia, Irene Tedrow, and Bill Johnstone. Music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Family Theater's director was Joseph F. Mansfield. This is Tony Lofrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home.
That was from December 19th, 1951. While Roddy McDowell was 23 at the time, he had already been in show business for more than 13 years. The London-born child star appeared in some memorable films, including How Green Is My Valley, My Friend Flicka, and Lassie Come Home. In 1968, behind some pretty impressive makeup, he played Cornelius in Planet of the Apes. McDowell would appear in most of that original film series, and a short-lived television version as well. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, Frank Sinatra featured in a quarter-hour Christmas variety episode. Right after this break.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear three times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This four-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit ADXstudy.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next quarter hour series is created by the U.S. Treasury Department as a way to promote the sale of savings bonds. Known as guest star, the person who fills that role in this Christmas episode, singing legend Frank Sinatra. It originally aired on December 19th, 1948.
The United States Savings Bonds Division presents guest star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jess Barker bringing you holiday greetings for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program presented for United States Savings Bonds by this station as a public service. This Christmas, give the present with the future. Give savings bonds. The world's finest, safest investment. We have a real treat for you and the guest who will be featured on this Christmas week broadcast, a man who ranks as one of the foremost vocalists of our time, Frank Sinatra. You'll enjoy his songs, as I know you'll enjoy the opening selection by David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, a special arrangement of Orpheus Takes a Holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you, David Rose. And now, friends, the star of our show. He greets you with a song which, though comparatively young, is already a popular classic. The famous White Christmas. Here he is, Frank Sinatra.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. Where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Treetops glisten and children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Listening to a guest star on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift, gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta. Spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And now, back to Guest Star on When Radio Was.
Wherever we may be along about this time of year, our hearts become sentimental pilgrims and head for home. Because home is where we all discovered that Christmas is one time of the year when we don't have to be wealthy to be rich. Some of us remember Christmas as the time when Dad gave us our first gold watch. Others remember it as the time when a charity organization delivered a Christmas basket to the doorstep before dawn so the neighbors wouldn't see and Mother wouldn't be embarrassed. But whether the hearth that cheered your family was a fireplace of marble or a kitchen stove of cast iron, you'll remember that your home was the richest place on earth, warmed by the richest spirit on earth, the spirit of Christmas. And that's why I've chosen this next song to sing as a Christmas song. It's not a carol, it's just a beautiful pathway of friendly and understanding music up which our hearts may travel as they make their Yuletide pilgrimage going home.
Gone to fear no more.
others there, expecting me. Father's waiting to lots of folk gathered there, all the friends I knew.
One of the most precious gifts we have throughout the year is one we often forget, the precious gift of freedom. Freedom to work, to play, to worship as we please. Freedom to decide how we'll handle our own future, because we can make our future and that of our families a secure one through saving. We can buy savings bonds to take care of that new home or an education for our kids. No one says we have to buy them, we want to buy them. Because they're not only an investment in our own future, they're an investment in the finest country in the world. So let me urge you sincerely as we look toward a new year to plan for making it a secure year through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. So long, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Listening to Guest Star, a transcribed program presented for savings bonds by this station as a public service. Our special thanks go to Frank Sinatra for making this Christmas program an outstanding success. David Rose conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Join us again next week. There'll be more fine music and another star to take part in the show. Meanwhile, this is Jess Barker saying so long and reminding you that for safety and profit, there's nothing finer than a United States savings bond.
This episode of Guest Star from December 19, 1948. While Frank Sinatra had hits with tons of versions of Christmas tunes, what was his best-selling? A further hint, it was first introduced by Judy Garland in the 1944 motion picture musical Meet Me in St. Louis. I'll name it, then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
The ultra-realistic crime dramas of Dragnet were tight, tense, and always on target.
I'll make it as brief as I can. Every minute counts. What time you got, Friday?
8:33.
All right, here it is. 55 minutes ago, a man walked into this building with a homemade bomb under his arm. If we don't release his brother from the county jail by 9 o'clock this morning, he says he'll pull the trigger on the bomb and blow up the whole building.
Radio's most memorable police procedural brought you stories of dedicated cops who were looking after citizens and looking out for each other.
What do you want us to do?
It's a volunteer job. You can take it or leave it. I won't order you to do it.
How you want to handle it?
You sure you want a piece of this one, Romero?
No, he doesn't, Ed. He's got a family. Get me another single man. We'll give it a try.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Dragnet Get 'Em, stars Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday and Raymond Burr as Ed Backstrand, chief of detectives in 20 real-life cases from official police files.
I'll take care of the phone. We'll disconnect it for a while. Now get it straight, copper. I'm through with your stinking, rotten lying. I want Elwood here, and I want him now. Bring him here before I blow you all to pieces.
Now, for a limited time, you can get Dragnet Get 'Em for 50% off. It's a steal, but not a crime. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET7 to score your own copy of Dragnet Get'em for only $19.99.
Now, we're not going in after these punks like Tin Horn heroes. We're going after them, and we're coming out alive. All of us.
The LAPD plays it smart, and you should, too. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET7 to order Dragnet Get'em for half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Frank Sinatra's best-selling Christmas song. The answer is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, it was first introduced by Judy Garland in the 1944 motion picture musical Meet Me in St. Louis. By the way, Sinatra's version had some modified lyrics. For example, when Judy sang it, the final verse featured the line, Until then, we'll muddle through somehow. But when Frank sang it, it was changed to Hang a Shining Star Upon the Highest Bough. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her this time around. But hey, do me a favor. Pay a visit to the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcement.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.